This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, where if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us on that website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there. There's a live stream playing there right now. And when the show is off the air, then you get the loop of the show, the latest show that it plays over and over again until the new show comes back on the following night at 2 a.m. All right. Joining us live from California, where it's warmer there than it is here. How about that one? It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's currently, let's see, 54 in one spot and 53 in another. So it's a little bit warmer in St. Pete than it is in Tampa by 1 degree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to have some fun, because it seems that the two doctors in the House sitting there yesterday in front of a Senate committee, namely Dr. Rand Paul and little Dr. Fauci, they sat there and they went back at it again, and they're having quite the little tay for tay stuff. The only thing is Fauci came out looking like a moron, because he, being the political animal that he thinks he's not, or that he thinks he is, but he's really not, Rand Paul fired back at Fauci and accused Fauci of ducking the debate and deflecting after a fiery Senate hearing where Fauci, at the end of the debate, had a mic on live. And what did he say that was heard by all?
Well, he called the senator a moron, for one thing.
Yeah, and then he said, Jesus Christ, he swore, because he realized he had the mic on.
Exactly.
And he flipped,
exactly.
He flipped it off real quick and never said another word, and off he went.
Well, right. And, you know, some people will side with Fauci in the sense that they feel that he's exacerbated and he's trying to go up against Senator Marshall, Senator Paul. But I think a lot of other people will listen to that and say, okay, well, this is very interesting, to say the least, you know, because the contentiousness of Dr. Fauci, and especially between him and Senator Paul, is really quite revealing, because, you know, what they're talking about is they're talking about, of course, the idea that the gain of function research evidently was going on. And then also the fact that what this committee is trying to do is trying to figure out how this virus got here, how it's contributed to the deaths of, 900,000 people or so far, as that we know of.
Well, let me tell you something. I have a copy of a U.S. military report that states that the COVID-19 was created by a U.S.-funded EcoHealth Alliance program, which was part of the NIH program, which Dr. Fauci was up to his eyeballs in at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. Now, these are never-before-seen documents regarding the origins of COVID-19 that came to light yesterday and were put out there by our friends over at Project Veritas.
Yeah.
And one of the documents, an August 13th, 2021 report on Defense Advanced Research Projects, the DARPA agency, on a letterhead from the Commandant of the Marine Corps, talked about the SARS-CoV-2 origins investigation within the with the U.S. government program and the undisclosed document analysis. And I'm telling you, I've got a copy of the document right here, and I'm looking at it, and this has got NIH on it. Fauci was in the middle over there. He was there at that time. And, I mean, how can this guy continue to deny when they got him with his hands in the cookie jar?
Well, you know, Captain, the very word science actually, you know, essentially means knowledge. You know, that's what science is all about, gaining knowledge about things. And the American people expect that, especially with this massive virus outbreak and deadly virus, they need to have the knowledge of where this originated, how it originated, what happened leading up to that. Nobody believes, Captain, it was a bat somewhere, you know, and something like that. That just seems like nonsense. And, you know, we're never going to be able to not have another outbreak if we don't understand what the gain-of-function research was, et cetera.
Yeah. And by the way, for Mary, who always wants to, well, we try to find these things, and we don't know where to look. We can't find it. We can't this. Well, this came from Red State yesterday. It's on Red State. And it says, update, U.S. military report states COVID-19 was created by a U.S.-funded EcoHealth Alliance program, which happened to have been the NIH program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. And it's documented, it's there for people to see, and it's got Fauci's name all over it without mentioning it because he was the guy that was in charge of the program.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable is right, but it's also criminal, in my opinion. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Captain America Third Watch continues to roll alone.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, I had a chance to talk about this yesterday with some people that were asking me about Relief Factor over at Mission Barbecue. And Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking religiously at least twice a day for the last 7 years. And I take it because of the problems that I've got. Injuries that I've got where I've had swelling, I've had inflammation, I've had pain, and yeah, I could take the pain medication and that would cut it, but it leaves you woozy, it leaves you sleepy, it leaves you dizzy, you know, all sorts of things. I said, nope, that's it, I've had it done. So then I made the mistake of taking, five or six Aleve at a time, and that isn't good for you either. It causes internal bleeding and a lot of other stuff. So when I heard about Relief Factor 7 years ago, I didn't hesitate. I said, boy, here we go. It's got to work. And it did, right off the bat. The combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helped to support my body's natural response to the inflammation and the swelling that I was having with my left ankle and foot and leg. And it also lowered or eliminated pain associated with that problem I had. But my right shoulder's got arthritis in it. I've broken it a couple times, and guess what? It took care of that. My back, my spine is fused, and that aches every now and then. Took care of that. My left wrist, which has got bursitis in it, it's got a pin in it as well because of the injuries that happened there. And again, these are all line of duty injuries. This isn't something I just went out and tripped over the rug or something. This happened in the line of duty. So, it took care of that, too. And the best part of it is, folks, is it's 100% drug-free. And the ingredients that are in this are good for you. It's stuff that your body actually needs to have anyway. So give it a try. It's a $19.95 3-week quick start. You can do that by going to the website they gave me. And yeah, if you go there, there's no sign up for this program and that and the other and all that stuff. It's just $19.95 is what gets you started. Pretty simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you started with the program. And you'll know within 3 weeks what it's going to do for you. Then it's all up to you if you want to continue to take it. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to say good morning to some folks in the chat room chiming in. Good morning to George, the Godfather. And Eric, of course, is in there. It has been for a while, just chiming away. I think Jeff was in there a little while ago. I don't know if he's there now, though.
Yeah, I don't think so right at this moment, yeah.
All right. Now, we had some pretty creepy stuff going on with AOC last week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the other half of what we got going here. We've got a song that we play for either.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's
oh, yes.
Going to leave.
That is the music we're going to play every time we talk about AOC or we talk about Kamala. And this one's for AOC this time. You ready, Kyle?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Sarah Palin. Who is, in my opinion, somebody who really got screwed, blued, and tattooed. But she's back. She's back. She said it's pretty creepy, as she called out AOC in a big way, for claiming that her Republican critics want to date her because she's so sexy. And she did say that. And the left just can't seem to deal with the fact that what they're doing is they're chastising her for her beliefs and this, that, and the other. And by the way, she tested positive for COVID, and she's now in self-quarantine or whatnot. Got some mild symptoms back up in upstate, or back up in New York City. But here's the deal. I think she came down here with it, and when she went back up there and tested, she already was positive.
Well, that's possible, and it's possible that you could test negative and then, a couple of days later test positive because
sure.
It just wouldn't register yet. So that's a distinct possibility. But I think what's really, I think what Sarah Palin was talking about, pretty creepy, we just don't understand why AOC sort of went there. Now, I don't mean the Florida, but went there with the comments of, how people want to date her, this kind of stuff. I don't even understand why that even belongs in our political conversation about things. It just seems to be so out of whack.
Right. You're right. Now, the Biden administration yesterday announced a $308 million humanitarian funding to the anti-humanitarian Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Is there any doubt in your mind, Kyle, that the majority of this humanitarian aid, which is food and bandages and band-aids and that sort of thing, is not going to be squandered up by the Taliban, and maybe the people that they're trying to get it to will get a little, but they certainly won't get a lot.
And also, Captain, basically the gravy train that's heading towards Afghanistan that is meant ostensibly for the Afghan people is going to continue on because evidently USAID put out a press statement that said President Biden has been clear that humanitarian assistance will continue to flow directly to the Afghan people, unquote. Well, that means, of course, that maybe President Biden doesn't get it. Now, it's wonderful to want to send the aid, but if there's literally no mechanism to make sure that the aid gets where it's supposed to go because of the situation on the
right.
ground in Afghanistan, then that's just crazy.
That's right. And it's not going to go to the Afghan people. It's going to go to the Taliban, and then they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
Well, that's right. And they're going to do it with the $85 million worth of military equipment and aircraft that we gave them.
Yeah. Yep. Left it behind for them. Now, and by the way, I remember him saying something like, Well, it was dismantled. We fixed it so they couldn't use it. Really? Is that why all those MRAPs were driving around?
No kidding. No kidding. And they certainly are getting assistance as well to make sure that they can use that equipment in pretty much any way that they might need to. It's not a lost cause at all. This is going to go down in history, Captain, as a major blunder, because by this action, we've unfortunately helped to support this regime that is so completely against all of our values.
Now, today is Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Chicago teachers start their classes today.
Well, that's right. Evidently, they were able to come up with a plan over the COVID-19 safety protocols, and they should be heading back to class. But it did cause quite a kerfuffle, to say the least, especially with parents finding out, I think, earlier this week at about 11 o'clock at night or something that there would be no classes in the morning.
Yeah, the night before.
Right. They'd have to scramble, of course. You know, parents have to do that, obviously, from time to time. But it certainly was a situation where they had to move very quickly to make sure their kids were taken care of the next day.
Right. Now, there was a bombshell email exchange, which was revealed yesterday, about how the Biden administration pushed to call American parents domestic terrorists. These were DOJ emails that wind up being released.
Right. And, you know, the very term, see, that's, you know, words do mean things. And a lot of times, especially on the left, they rely very heavily on the words that they use because they want to elicit a particular response. And certainly by going towards domestic terrorists, it gives you the notion of people actually, you know, doing violent acts or planning some horrendous attack of some sort. But if you have parents that are critical of, get this, critical race theory, are they domestic terrorists? I mean, it's just really something.
Yeah. By the way, the cold reality of the hashtag Bear Shells Biden hashtag that's out there going all around the countryside is quickly catching up to Joe Biden, despite the administration's best efforts outrun it and say, well, there's no empty shells. There's no. And I heard somebody in the administration say that yesterday, and a reporter spoke up, and it was a Fox reporter. It wasn't Peter Ducey. It was somebody else. And a Fox reporter spoke up and said, have you been to a store, grocery store lately, and seen what's there?
This is really big because this is something that they can't hide, Captain. They unless they have a bunch of fake food or something to go and put on these shelves, there's no way that they can pull the wool over our eyes. It's not happening.
They get it delivered to them. If you're not going to the store to see it, how would you know?
Well, that's true.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And somebody named Kyle Warren is going to take us out to break here. So, Mr. Kyle, it's your turn.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona appears to be the person behind the letter sent from the National School Boards Association that compared concerned conservative parents to domestic terrorists. The emails obtained by Parents Defending Education through a FOIA request show that Cardona was a critical part of the process, which bounced the letter to President Joe Biden last fall, then on to Attorney General Merrick Garland, who issued a memo to the FBI. Senator Ted Cruz grilled a top FBI official Tuesday on whether bureau informants were at the January 6th Capitol attack.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Cruz also zeroed in on the role played by Marine veteran Ray Epps. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. He was there for lunch yesterday, along with George the Godfather. And we had a group called America First that was there, their group. And we had a lot of other people that showed up and they were sitting around. And they introduced themselves as we moved around the room a little bit. So very happy to see them. And you can see us every Tuesday. We go over to the Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue in Tampa. That's about 2 miles north of the radio station here. And we have a nice lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. Talk to a lot of the folks that are there. And we just have some really spirited conversations. That's all there is to it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, you know, folks, unless you've been hiding under a rug, Mike Lindell was in all the big box stores all across the country with his MyPillow products and was doing quite well. And all of a sudden, they didn't care for the fact that Mike Lindell went out and did a research and said that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. So they pulled the products from the stores and sent it all back to him. And all of a sudden, he had a warehouse and a half or two of products and was wondering how to sell them. Well, he reached out to some of the people that he was advertising on their stations. This was one of them, my home station. And he reached out to me personally and said, we'd like to have you endorse our products and see what you can do to help us. Well, never say never, and I was happy to do it to see what I could do. And the rest is history. MyPillow.com is the website. You can go over there. You can take a look at all the different things that he has there, and it'll ask you for a promo code to be able to get the discounted prices, and that promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, to really find some super-duper savings, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's on the website, Radio Listener Specials. Open that page, and you'll see about 150 items there with 50%, two-thirds discounts, 75% discounts on the products that are there. And that's another tremendous saving. Again, the promo code will always be the word Captain. Now, if you want to use the phone and call them up and not do it on the Internet, you can do that. Call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 and place your order that way. So, the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be the word Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. 5459. Check it out. Save yourself some money and get some really good Made in America products, too. All right. Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I guess we got a lot of people chiming in the chat room again. I didn't exactly see who that was. Oh, let me see here.
Derek is sending a message, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. I got some good news here. This is from Brandon Rhymes. His wife was pregnant and expecting. He says, hey, buddy, wife just started labor, may not be able to make the call into your show. Just a heads up. Well, congratulations, Brandon. Hopefully you'll be a father again.
Wow, yes, congratulations.
Yep, that's a consumer quarterback who comes on Wednesday mornings. So if that's the case, that's the case.
Well, you know, and when they go into labor, that's everything that takes precedence.
All hands on deck because it's not up to the person anymore.
No, that's right. So that's right.
It's up to a person. It's just a little person.
That's right. Saying it's time.
Now, Republican senators are pushing back as the Department of Justice yesterday rolled out their expanded domestic terrorism unit. Their words were because of the January 6th riot.
Well, you know, that goes hand in hand with the notion that you have this domestic terrorist element. And, you know, to be fair, there are people out there who have some very bad designs. And that's one of the reasons we have investigations. And that's one of the reasons why law enforcement or even the FBI, is always looking for who's doing something like this. Because this isn't part of our nation. This isn't the way that we do things. But the idea that somehow, there is this large contingent that the Democrat Party elite need to be able to save us from, that may be a little bit more exaggerated.
Well, Biden said it yesterday and emphasized the word domestic terrorists.
Well, sure, because it's to create a specter of fear and a specter of, let me do what I'm going to do because I'm taking care of the domestic terrorists. It sort of harkens back to 9/11 when we all had a very, very good idea what terrorism was and what we needed to do about it and so forth. But again, I think they're trying to use this as a way to get more power and more influence and do other things politically rather than it being a straight down the line, we want to find people who have bad ideas or bad intentions.
Now, there was a very interesting Rasmussen Reports poll that came out yesterday, and it said that President Joe Biden would lose an election in a rematch with former President Donald Trump, straight up, who would win amongst not only the Republicans, but also the independents and the Hispanic voters, too.
This is a a really big thing because, Captain, after everything with President Trump, the Trump era, the Trump years, everything that was said, and especially in light of what's being said now in terms of January 6th by the Democrat Party, the American voters are now going to, or at least according to Rasmussen, would want to put Trump back into office and have remorse about putting Biden into office. This is unprecedented. If you're a president that you served one term and you got voted out of office, you just sort of go to oblivion. That's traditional American politics. But in this case, we're in uncharted waters still. But one of the reasons, Captain, I think is that everything that Donald Trump was talking about has literally come true in terms of what would happen if Biden and company got power.
Well, we were energy self-sufficient. That's number one. Our gasoline was pretty much close to $2 a gallon. That was number two. What is it now?
Well, here it's almost $5 a gallon in places.
That's right. And here it's, yeah. Here it's, yesterday it dropped off a little bit. It was 309 in one area, but most of the pump prices are in the 320 range.
Well, true. And if you just wanted to buy a car, you know, heaven forbid, you'd have to go purchase a vehicle at this time, whether it be new or used, because you're going to pay such an amazing premium over what you would have paid just a year ago.
About 30 to 35%. But here's the deal, okay? The $5,000 cars that used to be around, you know, the 49, 95s and all that.
Right.
Now, if you're lucky, they're $89.99 to $99.99, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, and the amount of miles is going to also be a high percentage more than they would have been at that price range. And so it all just gets worse and worse for the person who finds himself in the position. Some people, they actually have to go buy a car because for whatever reason. But it's just amazing to see how much everything is, from groceries to all these other things that people would want in their daily lives.
Okay, here's an open question from Eric. I don't know if we can answer it. Who directed and or ordered service personnel not to immobilize, neutralize, and or render inert the U.S. vehicles, aircraft, and other supplies before the Taliban took over?
That's a good question.
Actually, we were told that they rendered the equipment useless. We were told that. I remember the news reports.
Yeah, but we see them driving around in them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the very first thing I noticed was the MREPs, those are the bomb vehicles, were out driving around within hours.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, whatever it was, it just didn't get done. There was so much chaos in having to make that date, basically, of pulling out of Afghanistan. Among other things, everything was completely chaotic. Not only, of course, with the fact that people who shouldn't have got on the planes got on the planes, and the people that should have got on the planes never got on the plane, and to everything. And why they gave up, what was it, Bagram Air Base?
Yeah.
And let that get overrun.
Never should have happened.
Our people were out. I mean, this was one calamity after another. And Joe Biden, this is going to be definitive, Captain, in the campaign question.
It will be in his election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitive. When he talked about the people falling off the airplane, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember that. That was horrible. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, coming back with a Highway and Byway Report.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Wayne Chung. Everybody have fun tonight. Are you having fun, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
I like that song.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, they're bouncing around in that video, I'll tell you. Okay, take it away with the weather, because you got weather.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a lot of weather to talk about. And as we talked about in the first hour, we do have this big system that's off of the Pacific Northwest coast. And that is going to obviously be bringing in a lot more weather. But right now, the weather that we're seeing is up near Seattle, or in Seattle, as a matter of fact, raining there right now with flood watches around the city of Seattle, heading all the way up to the Canadian border. Also, some more active rain going on right now in northern Idaho, and especially around Coeur d'Alene, and that means that 4th of July pass is going to be having at least rain through Wednesday, so be aware of that. We have winter weather advisories and high wind warnings also in northern Montana, winter weather advisory for Missoula, and then also high wind warnings up near Great Falls as well. Also between Bozeman and Billings along I-90, you're going to run into some high winds there, so drivers be aware of that. Also, high wind warning near Cheyenne, Wyoming. This coming down Interstate 25, a little bit north of Cheyenne, but then also heading out west on I-80, you're going to have high wind warning as you're heading up towards Elk Mountain. No surprise there. Dense fog advisory in Central California along Highway 99. Also, Interstate 5, this is going to be north of Bakersfield. Goes all the way up through Fresno, maybe just a little north of Merced, as you travel along Highway 99. It's really about half the distance as you go up Interstate 5, so it may clear up a little bit. Although you do have some wind advisories north of Los Angeles, you know, Castaic and so forth, so be careful as you go through the grapevine there. And that, Captain, is what we're seeing. Don't forget, folks, Snoqualmie Pass right now, it's got some bare pavement, but also wet pavement,
yeah,
and slush and ice in places as well. Be careful out there.
All right, North Dakota, you got some unsettled weather conditions there. You got some windy conditions. Temperatures are warming up compared to what they were the other day. They are going to get some warmer temperatures, so you'll probably get a little bit of snow melt might create a problem there in some of the rivers, Red River in particular. And then northeastern corner of South Dakota, you have got some warmer temperatures there that are going to create probably some problems again. We'll see. Minnesota, temperatures are warming up there. Northern part of Minnesota tonight up there around Duluth might have a little bit of wind off the lake, and over into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you definitely have a little bit of wind and a little bit of light snow activity over there on the east side over by Lake Huron. You have a little bit of snow activity there, and the winds are blowing along the lake. Now, coming down south, I'm going to come into Georgia first. The southeastern corner of Georgia, Valdosta over to Brunswick, up to Waycross, and even down now just over the state line in Florida, you have a freeze warning. You have a frost warning once you get to Florida. You have some windy conditions, might be some shore flooding there down around West Palm Beach on up towards Daytona going on right now. You also have some foggy conditions up there around Chesapeake, the Chesapeake Bay, and North Carolina. And we do have some windy conditions along the shoreline from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape Cod, all the way down to Long Island. Okay, Kyle, tell us, first of all, you got about 20, 30 seconds to tell us about the Pilot Flying J, and then the same for your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to pilotflyingj.com, folks, and find out all of the great things that they have to offer for you. And when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, and by the way, you can use their locations function on their website to find the location nearest you. When you pull in, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Start earning those points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You can manage that as well and track your points with the My Rewards Plus app. And don't forget, especially on the cold nights, pull in, get one of the best or the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think you'll agree. PilotFlyingJ.com, and you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, everybody, host of the Kyle Warren Show, and we talk to him six nights a week, just like we do this young lady that's on the phone right now. And by the way, we're going to be talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
we had us a little tete-a-tete yesterday between the two doctors, Dr. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci sounded like a little crybaby. And Rand Paul just let him have it, and some other people on the committee did too. And it's about time the guy is a quack.
Well, we've known that for quite some time, and I was really disappointed in two things that did not get asked yesterday, and one was, at what point were you going to reveal the money that the National Institute of Health has spent on the Wuhan lab?
Oh, boy, there was a big report came out yesterday about that.
Well, that's right. But Yep. You know what? He never, during the early part of the pandemic under the Trump administration, he didn't come clean on any of that. He didn't come clean on anything dealing with Wuhan. So we would have been a lot farther along in determining all things China and the Wuhan lab if this guy had actually come clean on where the money had been spent. I would also wish somebody had asked, are there any other pandemics, potentials that are on his radar? In other words, where are we with Ebola or Marburg? And are there any of those cases here in the United States? I think that we need to be expanding our thought process to determine what else could cause health demise and financial demise of the United States when it comes to these types of conditions. And I didn't hear anybody ask that either. Not that he would have answered, but the questions are out there, if you understand what I'm saying. And then you can hit him up for saying, we're asking you these specific questions. Where are you on these?
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.